Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Welcome to another intriguing episode of All Things Mysterious, the podcast where all the realms of true crime, supernatural, and the unexplained converge. I'm your host, Jordan.
I'm Matt.
We're ready to plunge into today's fascinating mysteries. Let's dive right in.
Might be a bad one.
We're all good.
Ugh. Well, heads up next time.
I'd rather take you by surprise.
Okay.
I see. Most of us listening to this podcast today will remember exactly where we were on September 11th when the Twin Towers went down. I know that Matt and I were both just kids. I was in my classroom, the television on, watching as the teachers and administrators tried desperately to figure out exactly what they should be doing. Should we be seeing this? Should they turn it off? And then the second plane hit and the world went into chaos. The TVs were turned off. The teachers panicked and tried to regain any control that they could get by any means necessary. And I just remember the feeling that even as young as we were, we knew something huge had just happened. What about you?
Go down to the office to give them paperwork or something for the teacher.
You were in trouble, don't lie.
No, actually, I was at that time. I didn't start getting in trouble until high school. But no, and they had the TV on in the office. I don't know. I guess they normally did. And that was the first place that I saw it, was when right after the first plane hit. And then shortly after that, classroom had the TV on. And for pretty much most of the day, that's what we did. And then I even remember going home from school and still turning on the news and watching it and not really understanding the implications, but...
You just had that feeling, though. You just knew something really bad had happened. And something big.
To me, I think at that time I still had the emotional aspect of it, not fully understanding that part of it.
Oh, I didn't either. I think I was like 11 years old.
But it was just, it was almost fascinating just to watch... Not obviously not the hell that they were going through and the death and everything, but just to see something that the whole world is watching.
Exactly.
And you knew the whole world was watching, and I don't know, it's just...
I remember that feeling when, after they collapsed, it was so neat. Even back then, you could feel how everybody came together. Everybody.
Yeah.
But I just remember just that weird feeling like... Everybody was so tense. And I didn't know how to feel about it because it was just like, I know, but I just couldn't quite grasp the magnitude because, you know, I was a kid.
Who was it that there was a comedian or a musician or something that ended up having a concert like 2 days afterwards. And he said the reason he decided to is because he felt like people needed to get back to normalcy almost, because they were almost...
Honestly, back then I didn't pay a lot of attention.
It was a really big... I can't remember now. But anyways.
Anyway.
I don't know why we were talking about this. We know who did it.
Yes, we do. As I'm sure you all know, this act was done by Al-Qaeda, and we took down their leader, Osama bin Laden, after a few years in hiding. But many people believe that the way that the towers went down, and because of how the beams melted, there was no way it was just the planes crashing that took the Twin Towers down, and it wasn't just Al-Qaeda, or at least not alone.
So full disclosure, I have heard this one before, and it makes my blood boil.
Also, full disclosure, I did not tell Matt that I was doing this episode, and the second I said what I was doing, he got really irritated.
And this is why it makes my blood boil, because it's based on a fundamental lack of understanding of science and all that.
And there is science within mines.
I know, but this whole, the jet fuel is doesn't burn hot enough to melt steel. There's been plenty of studies on this that have shown that in certain conditions, with certain aspects, can make it burn hot enough to melt steel.
You'll just need to let me get through my episode, because I have a lot of these things covered in ways that you don't expect. In ways you don't expect, don't be angry with me because you don't see that part coming.
Can I go get a beer real quick?
No.
Or some anxiety?
No, because I'm actually not probably going to make you super angry with this one, believe it or not. Because to be honest with you, I actually really don't believe this one a whole lot. But I appreciate the thought that has gone into it. I do. I appreciate where people are coming from, because I think that they just want to make sure that our government's not after us, which... frankly, I think we all can appreciate that thought, because I think we've all had that thought plenty of times.
And I'm probably going to piss a lot of people off by this, but the whole the government is after your thing.
I don't think the government cares enough about
it. Yeah, the government doesn't even know your name, honestly. They don't care about you.
Plus, it's taxes. They don't give a shit.
How important do you think you are? Like, that's all this whole spying thing. I knew somebody, I'm not going to mention any names, but I knew somebody who was paranoid that their phone was being, that their calls could be heard, texting.
Right. And a few of those.
Honestly, why do you think the government would care what you're actually saying?
To be honest with you, I feel like I should just let them listen to my conversations for a few days, and they just be like, good God, you're annoying. Please stop. Is this what you really talk about? God.
Because I can guarantee you, if the government was actually like monitoring us like fully, like they got one agent monitoring us constantly.
Oh, that would be so much
effort. I'd already be taken in. I write. Yeah. My search history is not the best. You probably, if you ever look at my search history, just know that it's probably for something I'm researching for a book.
Well, and for a while, I was writing that murder mystery, and so mine was also super freaking weird. So I'm looking up over here like, how long does it take to decompose a body? Because I had to figure that out from my murder mystery, because I wanted it to be accurate. So I'm sure I'm over here. And then I was like looking up different authory things, because I was like, okay, look, I'm an author. I'm writing something here, okay?
Don't ever look this up, but I actually searched one time, can you murder someone with dental floss?
You probably can.
Spoiler alert, you can't.
Is it not strong enough? That's fair. I feel like if you used a lot of different strands at the same time, probably, but that would take a lot of effort.
In that case, you might as well just get a rope.
Exactly. It's just not worth it at that point. Anywho. Back to the topic at hand, so I can make Matt even angrier.
I was hoping you were going to forget what we were doing here.
I'm not going to forget.
Thank you for joining us today.
I live to make you angry. It's not going to be that bad, I promise. I had planned to do a different conspiracy theory today. Unfortunately, this one caught my eye first.
I should have known when you told me you were going to be doing a different one. I should have known. And I should have known how vague you were being.
You could have asked me.
I know, but I wanted to be surprised, but now I'm going to ask the next time. Another full disclosure. Conspiracy theories are not my favorite.
No, Matt hates them.
Mostly because...
I like doing them just because I think they're creative.
Okay. Some of the older ones I like because they're actually based on reality and
right,
evidence.
They've got some merit to them.
A lot of the ones that are coming out these days are just so freaking like lazy. Like,
hey, be thankful that I didn't decide to do Are Birds Real? Because do you know how much I thought about doing that just to make you angry? I really thought about it.
Yeah, and the sad part is there's actually people who believe that.
I know, which is why I thought about doing it. I thought about doing it to be funny, but I knew I couldn't do 30 straight minutes of Are Birds Real? I knew I couldn't do it.
We are in 2024. I had to remember what year it is. There are still people who, with their whole heart, believe that the earth is flat.
And that birds are not real.
Yeah, and it's just...
mind-boggling.
Okay. A little tangent for a second, but I may do this one as a full episode, but...
this will be good. This will be great.
Let's just take the earth being flat. Think about the amount of people that would have to be involved to fake the earth being flat, you know, round. Think about that. And it would be millions of people because you got scientists from every space agency in the world. It's not just NASA.
Not to mention, why has nobody fallen off of it?
That too. But do you honestly think Russia, China would be behind and would be going along with us? That's why these things are so make sense. If you think about them logically, like a lot of these are just not very logical. Because to have a conspiracy, you got to have multiple people involved. Mm. The more people you get involved, the more likely somebody's going to become a whistleblower. Heck, look at Bowen. Look how many people they have working for him, and they've got a whistleblower that they just murdered. That's a conspiracy theory that I'd actually...
that's an interesting one.
I watched a TikTok the other day that this guy goes, like, the world is divided now, but the one thing that we can all agree on is Bowen definitely killed that whistleblower. He did not kill himself.
No.
Accurate.
Kind of like the whole Einstein or Epstein didn't kill himself.
Yeah. Honestly, I probably would have paid to kill him myself, but...
exactly.
I don't care that he died.
Nobody does.
Some people do because they think that he died to protect politicians, which, again, more people you have involved in a conspiracy, the more likely somebody's going to come forward.
All right.
Anyways.
Anyway, to begin with.
I was honestly just keep going, hoping that you'd forget that forward.
Yeah, I know what you're doing. I know your game. I know exactly what you're doing.
Let's go back to the bird.
No.
Okay.
Shut up. Before the towers had actually collapsed, they'd just been hit. Some news channels, while they were still live, were reporting that the towers had collapsed, which I think is really interesting because you're alive right now. You can physically see it. What are you doing? So a lot of people believe that they were being paid or coerced and already knew that the towers were going to collapse already.
Right.
The government had already started that. So I don't think that's actually entirely true. I think that they were just predicting that they were going to collapse.
And here's what I have to say about this one. You are in one chaos, pure chaos.
Oh, yeah. And everybody's panicking. Everybody is already just seeing people literally jump to their death.
This is the telephone game on crack cocaine.
Literally.
They're getting information. Nobody knows what's going on. You don't have access to, you think about just the fact that where they're at. A lot of these places where these reporters were reporting that.
Mm-hmm. Weren't physically there, but yeah, they were there in a way. Now, yeah, some of them were, I know CBC, I think, something like that was one of the ones doing it. And a lot of them did issue apologies afterwards when they fixed it. But I know one or two sure didn't. And those were the ones that placed, that these theories specifically were looked at. Because they were like, but these specific ones didn't. Okay, at the same time, look at what was happening. This is the biggest terrorist attack we have ever had. I mean, everybody was panicking.
And they're trying to get the information out as across as quickly as they can. False information or not completely accurate information is going to get put out. That is basically the downside of getting instant information.
And if you think about it, like, two planes crashed into two buildings. It's not that insane to think that they are going to fall.
Yeah.
And they're huge, and they're very tall, narrow buildings.
Because, yeah, the first responders knew that at some point the towers were going to fail.
Yes, just because of, A, the way that they're built, and just there's only so much a structure can take at that point.
Honestly, this was a lot of first in its kind because, one, they didn't know how the building was going to react. So they're going on the assumption that the building's not going to be around for much longer. That's how they've got to operate. They don't have an engineer on site who can check out the building and tell them how. So,
not to mention everything that's in the air, all the smoke, all of the debris, even before they crumbled, everything, it's not just clear. We've got people jumping. Everybody's flooding out. Everybody's panicking. So it's not like it's just everybody's going to chit chat. We're just going to take a look real quick and see if this is structurally sound. No.
And people didn't have time to stop and talk. So they were shouting information. People are screaming. Debris everywhere.
Everything is quite literally in panic mode. Every single person is in panic mode.
There's not a person there. I guarantee you, if you would ask everyone who is nearby, I guarantee you.
The entire city was in panic mode. The entire world at that point was in panic mode. Even if we didn't live there, you and I were even still, we're in, what, Missouri? We're probably still in Missouri. Panic mode, even though I was 11.
Right. That was honestly the first thing, like.
It's the first big world event that I remember.
Because of that's when all the missing planes. That was like, to me, actually, that was the bigger, you know, for everybody was that.
I remember some true crime stuff from when I was younger, but I never got that feeling like I did when the planes hit the World Trade Centers.
So honestly, on this one, I don't find it weird at all. This is a live situation, chaos, everything. The fact that they reported early that I think at that point, everyone knew that the towers were going to come down. They just didn't know when.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can even vividly remember myself thinking that these towers are going to collapse at any point. You just look at the pictures of after the plane hit, how it looked like it was waving,
but it was, yeah. It's the word you're.
Yeah, like I just remember seeing like the picture of what the plane hit sideways.
Yeah.
And how it looked like it took out like almost the entire floors, and there's just like big gaping hole. Looked like nothing was holding that, mm-hmm. the top part. I think everybody knew that the towers were going to come down.
Exactly.
We just didn't know when or how long it would take.
Yep. All right. So
that one doesn't have any credit to me.
Next. Obviously, when the planes crashed, the structure was unsound, but fires also started. This is part of the conspiracy theory that I had heard. This is not my personal opinion.
I know this one already,
I already know it. Problem occurs when steel beams were actually melted. Even with jet fuel from the planes, it takes immense heat to melt steel beams. I already know what you're going to say, so right now, let me. It takes heat of 1,000 degrees Celsius to melt them. These buildings were obviously not small. It's not easy to keep a fire going at that temperature. However, for them to melt and collapse the buildings, it seemed like it had to be the perfect storm for that to have happened. So a lot of people believe, this is not my personal opinion, that it had to have been a bomb or something else inside to make it stay at that temperature to melt the steel beams. However, my personal opinion, obviously, it is still possible for it to have happened, especially with all of the insulation and everything else that would have been in the buildings. It's not crazy to think that would have happened, especially with the wind that would have picked up that high up to keep the fire stoked and keep it going. Not to mention, planes are super light, and it would have taken out quite a bit of space within the building, making it like that perfect storm area anyway.
Guess what?
I already know what you'd go ahead. I was waiting on it.
Oh, I had to look it up to verify. Did you know jet fuel, the burning temperature is 903 degrees Celsius?
Yeah, I figured it was already pretty dang high.
Now, do you know what the melting point of structural steel is?
Probably not 1,000 degrees Celsius at it.
1539. Yes, jet fuel can burn.
Oh, I'm sure it can. I'm sure it absolutely can. It just has to stay that temperature for a while.
No, melting point, it needs to just enough to structurally compromise it. It doesn't have to melt the whole thing.
Exactly. So it has to be just that right point.
But those fires were burning for hours.
Exactly. They burnt. And it was just the right area structurally. They were the right atmosphere is what I'm going to say. Because the wind is going to pick up there. That's going to make it even worse. Not to mention all of the office supplies, everything else up there that's going to make it so much worse as it is.
Oh, yeah,
plus, you've got the jet fuel. Plus, you've got everything else.
Just the sheer weight of the building, the floors above, was enough to...
Exactly.
It doesn't take a whole lot to collapse a building that tall. And then this is the other thing, is once it, you only have to... like, sorry, I'm getting frustrated over here.
Matt's throwing things. I made him mad.
And that, along the lines of this theory, another one that I heard is it was only the top part of the building that fell. It shouldn't have collapsed the whole thing.
No, it would, because yeah. If you think about, so I thought about it in the way that if you built, and this is not the best comparison, but this is the best way I was thinking about it. If you build a massive Jenga pile, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you take your hand and you just swipe out two or three floors right in from that middle, it's not going to be structurally sound anymore, because those floors on the bottom, they're not going to be sitting the right way anymore to withstand the weight sitting from the top anymore. And it's going to fall. It's going to hit hard. Now, granted, buildings aren't built like Jenga. Okay. They're not built solidly like that. They're not, but it's not going to be prepared for weight to just fall down onto it.
The buildings can hold its own weight. It cannot hold extended weight or abrupt weight.
That is dropped onto it, basically. Yes.
And yes, there have been probably hundreds, probably every engineer who has ever studied engineer can tell you the same thing. The fact that it melted steel is not a big deal. It's normal, and they knew it was happening. You could even ask any first responder who was there, knew that was a possibility, and it was a probability. So this one is...
And the fact that it caught fire at all, period, that's not surprising either. A plane crashed into both buildings. Two planes crashed into buildings.
With
like,
pretty much full
fuel. It's going to explode.
I mean...
It's going to catch fire, period. If a car crashes with just gas in the engine, a lot of the time, that will explode if it hits right. Of course, the plane's going to do the same thing.
And I think a lot of people don't quite understand how big planes are and how much fuel they contain.
So much.
Just bringing my mind back to another TikTok of where they were showing like one of those big like water silo things. And it was like, they're like, this is how much they say fuel is in a plane. How could you fit this huge silo in a plane? I'm like, planes
pretty
are
easily
huge.
They're giant, unless you're flying like a two-seater or something.
Yeah. Commercial planes, think about it.
It's like, what, hundreds of people?
Yeah, most of them can fit 300-400 people.
Exactly.
But plus their luggage, plus fuel, plus everything else. Think about this. When you're board a plane, you're usually two or three stories above ground at that point.
Which is really crazy to think about that being in the sky, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
Just crazy to think about, because in pictures it doesn't look that big until you're actually getting on it and it's, oh my God, this is going in the sky.
But then I remember both these planes almost had full tanks of fuel when they hit.
Yeah, they hadn't been in the sky for very long.
So that's a lot of jet fuel.
And it's going to keep burning for a hot minute.
Yeah, and then you've got the other stuff. It's an office building. The whole thing is flammable, basically.
Not to mention just the fact that buildings themselves are fairly flammable.
And that's,
to begin with.
That's one reason why fires in towers like that are really dangerous.
Yep.
One, you can't get to the people. Two, you don't have a whole lot of time to get to the people. Because even just normal fires can be very damaging and deadly. Now you add jet fuel to that and it's 100 times worse. And then you have a tower that's, forgot, what was it, like 200 stories?
So tall. I don't even know. I didn't even look up the one stories because it was just ridiculous. It was so tall, though. And I can't even imagine feeling just being up there, because you pretty much know that you're going to die. What else are you going to do?
That's why people were jumping out of the building.
Because at that point, you're going to die. You're going to die of smoke inhalation. You're going to burn to death, or you're going to jump to your death. There's not another choice at that point, because what else are you going to wait for? Honestly, the stairs were basically gone at that point.
I know.
There were no stairs when you were in the top floors.
That's another thing that, you know, obviously the building wasn't designed the best.
It wasn't. And actually, this is going to sound really weird, but in a way, it was a good thing it happened because it changed building safety a lot for fires and things like that to be built and the way that people could get out in high rises and things like that, so that fire safety was a lot different now. It's not the greatest now, but it's better than it was at least.
You can only do so much to exist in buildings.
Yeah, I still will never ever live in a high rise though. No, or even work in one. No.
The fuel thing, demonstrably false.
No, and I have to agree with you, just because the way that everything just honestly fit into a perfect storm, and I feel like they planned on it happening that way.
There was one, and I don't know if you're going to cover it, about they did that interview with a city manager, engineer, or firefighter, I don't remember who he was, but he made a comment that we're going to pull it, and then their target, someone said, that's what they say when they're about to demolish something. But he was talking about pulling firefighters out, and I'm just like,
no,
you're literally grasping for straws at that point.
And that's exactly what it was. It's just grasping for straws. And not even the conspiracy theorists on that one really had done anything, because most of the people knew at that point that it was just trying to save the few lives remaining, because that's what it was.
But that is a pretty common, at least, proof that that it was a planned demolition, not a... Which that one, to be fair, is mostly not saying that they're not saying that the attack was part, but they're saying that they decided to demolish the Twin Towers before they could fall on their own.
Yeah, no, I think they just knew they were coming down and didn't want to lose more people than they knew they were already going to.
See, and honestly, that one makes the more sense than any of these to me, because if you know the tower's going to come down, you would want to try to control where it comes down.
Yeah.
Obviously, they didn't do that, but at least it has at least slight logical flow.
I don't know. It's really weird. I also heard one from somewhere, and I couldn't make heads or tails of it because I couldn't confirm it.
I probably heard this one, too.
That they had insurance. They had terrorist insurance on the buildings a couple of weeks beforehand.
There's no such thing as terrorist insurance.
I know, right? And I was just like, I couldn't make heads or tails of that one, so... I don't know. Maybe it was just insurance, period. New insurance on it.
The conspiracy is, and it's not even a conspiracy because we know, is we fucked up. Plain and simple.
Yeah.
We knew the attack was going to happen. They had credible threats. They didn't do anything.
Yeah, we were stubborn and bullheaded, and we were like, let them hit us. We've got all these armies. We're fine.
Now... I'm going to say something that a lot of the conspiracy theorists say, and I actually do agree on, like the whole TSA. The TSA and all the restrictions they had on planes are not meant to protect you, aren't meant to stop another 9/11, period. They don't actually do it.
No, you can still get away with things if you really need to.
Not only that, but they never were designed to stop. They were designed to be able to basically spy on us. Not like digitally spy on us, but... more control our access to airplanes and air travel, and to make us feel safe.
I think the feeling safe part is more accurate.
I don't know.
Even though the whole 3 ounces of liquid thing is freaking ridiculous. I read a story about somebody the other day who tried on accident to take a magic 8-ball through, and they couldn't because it had more than 3 ounces of liquid in it. It's a magic 8-ball, dude. What are they going to do with a magic 8-ball?
Let's think about this. You're supposedly being protected by... TSA agents don't get paid a lot. They're like $15 an hour.
Oh, I know. Wow, so protected.
They don't care.
No, they don't. What's really funny, they allow you to have crochet needles, knitting needles, crochet hooks, not crochet. I don't know why they call them needles. Sorry. Knitting needles. Stabby stab. But, you know...
A lot of the things that came after TSA or after the 9/11 weren't necessarily... They were more smoke screens to try to make people feel safe.
Yeah, I believe that.
Ultimately, what actually does keep us safe is the fact that they really expanded the intelligence gathering community.
Interesting.
And they've also, but not necessarily intelligence inside the U.S., but, and they actually talk more between agencies.
That's also a good thing.
Because the fact that the FBI got a credible threat and nobody else would listen to him. I mean,
okay. The next thing that I've got for you. A lot of people believe that when the plane hit the Pentagon, one of the spots of damage was actually a missile that hit it. However, experts say that it was just the wing that came off and hit the building.
Yes, I...
Honestly, I would believe that somebody would have seen a missile or heard the missile or something rather than it just being part of the wing.
Here's the thing.
I feel like you would have definitely seen a lot more damage from a missile than...
This one actually is another one that logically makes sense.
It does make sense to me. But I just feel like if it was a missile, there would be a lot more damage than there actually was. Yeah. Unless the missile totally just was a dud or something. But there would have been damage, like there would have been a missile in it. So, granted, they could have hidden that.
Obviously, everyone's going to be a high alert at this point. A plane's flying into DC. They don't necessarily know where it's going. But, of course, by the time it supposedly shot the missile, it was already on track to hit the Pentagon. It makes more sense than a lot of these conspiracy theories. Because, now granted, that at that time, there wasn't necessarily the, we'll shoot you down and ask questions later, that they have now.
Right.
So the fact, if they did get the go-ahead to, which, by the way, would have had to been the president who made that call.
Supposedly, in his book, Cheney made the call to shoot down any planes. So yeah, that's the thing. Supposedly, he said that he made the call to shoot down any planes, but they never got the word out to do that. Now, granted, does he have the power to do that? No.
No.
But also, the word never got out to do it.
Yeah.
So that's also a fun little tidbit there.
He can say whatever he wants. So ultimately, it would be the president who would have to make that call.
Exactly. But either way, the order never got out.
Yeah. So, logically, it sounds plausible, but ultimately, especially based on, you know, rules, and the military wouldn't have been able to shoot out of the sky without the president's.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it could have been a rogue plane decided to take actions into their own hands, or it could have been a general who decided to make the call, and then they're trying to cover it up, but...
You never know.
Even then, that's not... I don't necessarily believe that one. So I'm going to say false.
Yeah, I feel like he just threw something in there. Just be like, we tried to do this, but...
And I've seen the video that they're talking about, and you can't tell anything from that video.
No, I believe that.
The freaking camera from 2001.
I know, right? Probably from a freaking flip phone.
Honestly, my flip phone probably had better quality than this camera.
I believe that. I remember the phones back then. It was like, look, I can see one pixel.
You know... Go on a slight side rant here. Have you ever watched like old surveillance footage from especially the 2000s or even, you know, late 2010s?
Yeah.
What the fuck, people? Spend money on your freaking cameras.
They haven't upgraded since then either. They're still terrible. They're still awful.
Like, I hate that, you know, the police department here releases stuff on Facebook all the time.
They do every 5 seconds. They're like, do you recognize this person? I'm like,
with the
pixels that you have? No, I sure do not.
Seriously, good cameras are cheap. Spend a little money, get good quality cameras. Stop releasing this grainy crap that nobody can see anything.
Yeah, nobody has a clue who that is because we can't tell. We have no idea who that is. And maybe we would if it was a decent picture, but no, we have no idea who that is.
But anyways, that's my rant.
Granted, it's not the police's cameras.
No.
But it's the other people and it's, yeah, they try. I mean, don't get me wrong. They're like, look, we'll help these people.
Yeah.
It's, you know,
that's
whatever business in town that's, hey, help us find these criminals. But they have the worst cameras ever.
You know, when it makes me mad, like when you talk about like, these big companies that have these cheap, crappy cameras.
It's because they don't care. They're like, look, we're going to pretend we're trying to find these shoplifters or whatever.
Honestly, if you ever want to see good camera system, look at Walmart's camera system.
That's new.
I guess we're just going to wait till it's done. That thing is sitting right in front of the building? Okay. But yeah, if you want to see a good camera system, look at Walmart's camera system. They've got a really good system for the most part.
They're greedy people. They want to catch their thieves.
They still don't.
No, they don't. But they still want to try. They want to at least look like they've made an effort.
Here's a secret. The only reason Walmart even has loss prevention is because it's required by their insurance. Walmart doesn't actually care about theft. No, like, that's why this whole...
shrink in their budget, I'm sure.
They do. And that's why they... Honestly, the fact that they're using it to try to justify a lot of these things going on now, like saying if theft doesn't go down, we're going to get rid of self-checkout. We're going to have to close stores. Same thing as when they stopped working overnights because of the pandemic. It wasn't because of the pandemic. It's
24/7 Walmart, so much.
Walmart has been trying to do that for years.
I know, I miss it so much.
Even when I worked there back in the day, they were talking about it, but they knew that they couldn't because there was going to be too much backlash.
I just miss it so much.
That's why they haven't brought it back.
I know.
They don't want to. And they, like when companies during the pandemic were saying that no one wanted to work, but they weren't actively hiring anybody, but they would have job postings.
Oh, all the time.
And now they're having the same amount of people. It's just excuses, and some people are gullible to believe it, but...
It is what it is, but...
Anyways, sidetracked.
Anyway.
I'm going to piss a lot of people off on this episode.
That's fine. I expected it, honestly. I really did.
All right, what's next? But
that's mostly all that I have. I will say... Structurally, the way that it ended up falling, the way that I've looked it up, structural engineers say that basically the way that it worked, the fire created an expansion of the floor or the floors that it was on, obviously making the material of those floors and the floors above and below at risk. And then when those floors fell in and the weight of the building above fell on top of the floors below it, it couldn't hold anymore.
It basically was a cascade and domino effect.
It was. And it was built to hold the weight just fine, and it just wasn't structurally sound anymore. When obviously a bunch of those structural things were taken out by the plane, it couldn't hold. And then it just slowly fell on top of each other to the point where when it crumbled, it just straight up crumbled. And it made a lot of sense to me when I was looking at that and I was reading it.
So I think a lot of people don't understand like how much the elevator shaft and the stairwells add to the structural integrity of a high rise.
No, they really do though. Like they add so much structural integrity to it. And especially if something like that is taken out, it's just, you're screwed. And from what I understood, a lot of the stairwell was taken out.
Pretty much both of them were.
Yeah. And that holds up so much. A lot of the weight of the building, not necessarily the weight, but just the structure of it. And then it starts to bow because of the fire and the expansion. And then once that bows out, it will just break.
And then you got the fact that the steel itself is becoming compromised.
Yep. And it's melting. And then when it melts... And it just crushes, and there's nothing you can do at that point.
Once the first few floors started, it all went because it was just a... And that's why anybody who's watching that, I don't think there's anybody who had a doubt that those towers were going to collapse.
No.
What kind of shocked me, though, and I don't think it was because I didn't understand the scale of it, is like how many buildings it took down with it.
Oh, my God. It took down just everything around it.
Because that's the one thing I remember about that day is just watching the towers fall,
scale.
And then watching the other buildings collapse afterwards, and them talking about it. And that's the other thing is that's a lot of force coming down in that area.
So much force. Think of how many stories that building is. Two of them in the same tiny area.
And that was the other thing is that people were talking about is if these buildings fell, there's no reason these other ones. I'm like,
they don't just fall exactly up and down.
Not only that, but even if it falls straight down, that is a lot of force that's coming out. It's
exactly
an explosion.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah. It's not like everything's going to stay in this nice little tight, like...
Yeah. Honestly,
it's not.
Yeah,
it's going to come down and out.
Honestly, for the most part, it did, for the most part, come down relatively contained. Obviously, not everything, because there was debris that fell onto other buildings.
Yeah.
But
the buildings didn't fall just sideways entirely.
No. No. And that's why a lot of people, it looked like a demolition, because the buildings came straight down for the most part. But what they're failing to understand is the planes hit up top, not down below.
Exactly. If the planes somehow managed to hit the bottom few floors, I feel like they would have somehow just toppled over.
And honestly, if the planes would have probably hit a little more to the side, it probably would have, you know, at least part of it probably would have toppled
over. If
they were
at the corner or something. Yeah. It's a solid possibility because they would have crumbled on the corner instead. But I don't know.
Here's my take on this is it was a tragedy. Thousands of people died.
2,996, I believe.
Just in the towers itself?
I believe that was just in the towers. I'm not 100% sure. I don't think that also included anybody afterward that died of exposure or anything.
But that's what, and that's what a lot of these conspiracy theories piss me off so much, because there's a lot of people that day, not even just talk about the firefighters, police officers, even random civilians went into
just
the towers.
People try and get even just out of the danger zone of the debris, not even necessarily in the towers, but just trying to help people get out of the debris zone.
Yeah. A lot of people died that day saving people. And you want to diminish their memory by saying that this was the government killing their own citizens because of... I've heard many reasons why, but...
Don't get me wrong. I'm sure that the government's done a million and one sketchy things, because they have.
But again, something this size would... Someone would have came forward by now.
Solid possibility. Solid possibility. And we've already caught Bin Laden, and I don't know. I don't personally believe this one. I really don't. I feel if the U.S. had done something, we would have gone about it differently, if that makes any sense. If the U.S. planned something against itself, I feel like we would have gone about it completely differently.
Yeah, I think what happened was just too... Honestly, it boiled down to a lot of luck, because a lot of things had to go right, or in our case, wrong, for this to happen.
It did.
The fact that the FBI knew about the attacks before they happened and did nothing. The fact that they didn't talk to anybody. The fact that these terrorists were able to actually board the planes and take over the planes.
Yep.
Because, remind you, that was not an easy feat.
It was not.
Especially once people started realizing what was going to happen.
Took over the planes entirely.
They took over with box knives.
Going to sound really bad, but that reminds me of characters in my books, like little weirdos.
But for this to actually work, so much could have went wrong, and it just doesn't make sense. Why, if the government was trying to do something like this, you think they would plan it better? It's what I'm trying to say.
Nope, that's exactly what I was thinking. I feel like we would have, if the government had planned something, they would have done it very differently.
After the planes hit, I guarantee you a lot of people knew that the towers were going to fall. But before that, there was people that believed that nothing could take those towers down.
Yeah, and I feel personally like if the government had done it, I feel like the towers would have gone down pretty instantly.
Yeah.
I feel like they wouldn't have waited. I feel like somehow they would have gone down really fast. And there wouldn't have been any question. And it would have been blamed instantly on terrorism. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean...
Because that would have been their goal.
And here's the thing. A lot of people, I don't think a lot of people realize that was actually the second time that the towers were attacked with terrorism.
Yeah, it'd been...
In the 90s. I think it was like 93.
Something like that.
Basically, van filled with explosives, detonated in the underground garage. Didn't really do anything.
No, it wasn't an attack, though.
Huh.
Said it wasn't an attack, though.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's... I don't know. I just, my thing is just let these people rest. I mean, their families are still going through hell, even today. And it doesn't help when idiots want to make this some kind of conspiracy when it's not.
See, I told you I wouldn't make you that horribly angry.
I know you're
a lot. So angry. I know. But I told you it wouldn't be that bad.
I'm trying to be respectful as much as I can. Not for the people who believe in this conspiracy, but
for everybody who lost their lives. Absolutely.
And the families, because I couldn't even imagine going through... It's hard enough losing a family member.
Well, and...
But to lose them in one of the most televised event in the world.
Not only that, but think about the people who still lived, but went through the hell and torture of going up and down and bringing people out. Yeah.
And the firefighters, who, you know,
PTSD memory.
Even that, I mean, all the friggin' nasty stuff in those buildings. Look how many firefighters have died since then from cancer. Not just firefighters. Yeah.
The poor doggos that helped all the people. They're my favorite.
Yeah. The one thing that I guess when I first heard it,
all the doggos that helped the people.
Yeah. The fact that a lot of the people who died, they never found any remains of them.
Yeah, they were just...
gone.
Gone.
Anyways. All right, I'm done being mad now.
All right, you guys, let us know what you think. It'll probably make Matt really mad.
Probably. Because I'm sure we got someone that believes one of these conspiracies.
I'm sure of it. But you guys, let us know in the comments.
And don't worry, I still love you guys, but you're wrong.
Thank you for joining us on this journey through all things mysterious. Your engagement is what makes this so rewarding. If you've enjoyed uncovering these mysteries with us, please show your support by liking, subscribing, and following us on your favorite listening platform. For more intriguing content and ways to stay connected, don't forget to check us out on our links in the description below. Your involvement is the key to unlocking more thrilling mysteries.
As always, we keep you guessing.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.